From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the UN struggles to keep Syrian talks on track. Syrian government and opposition representatives were present in Geneva Monday, but were not yet fully participating in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between UN envoy Staffan de Mistura and the Syrian government delegation were postponed. Instead, de Mistura met with the opposition for 2 hours before declaring the talks officially open. Both Republican and Democratic candidates are making last-minute appeals to voters in the crucial Midwestern state of Iowa. Jeff Custer reports.
Dawn over the Iowa State House showed the two leading Republican presidential contenders, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and conservative Texas Senator Ted Cruz, headed to more rallies on Monday. Other Republican candidates, such as Ohio Governor John Kasich and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, are also meeting with voters. The top Democratic contenders, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are locked in a tight contest for their party's nod in the first of a long series of state-by-state contests. The Iowa election caucuses will take place Monday evening local time at 1,681 schools, firehouses, and community centers throughout the state. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department says it is seeking details from the government of Saudi Arabia about reports that 9 Americans have been detained in the kingdom as terrorism suspects. Spokesman John Kirby says diplomats are in contact with authorities in Riyadh. A Saudi newspaper said Sunday that 9 American citizens and 24 others have been detained as terrorism suspects during the past week. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Monday declared the spread of the Zika virus to be a global public health emergency. Here is WHO head Margaret Chan.
I am now declaring that the recent cluster of microcephaly and other neurological abnormalities reported in Latin America, following a similar cluster of French Polynesia in 2014, constitutes a public health emergency of international concern.
At a special meeting of researchers and health officials in Geneva Monday, the WHO said Zika is a public health emergency of international concern, but stopped short of calling for travel or trade restrictions. A suicide bomb blast targeting a major police facility in the Afghan capital has killed at least 20 police officers and wounded 29 other people. An Afghan official said security guards first identified the bomber as he moved toward the Afghan National Civil Order Police headquarters. When guards tried to stop him, he blew himself up. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. Iran and Pakistan have agreed to increase border security as well as trade. Aisha Tanzim reports.
Iran and Pakistan Monday signed 5 memorandums of understanding dealing with border security and trade. The two countries share a long, porous border and have long faced challenges related to drug trafficking, smuggling, and illegal immigration. Relations between the two have sometimes suffered due to cross-border actions by militant groups. The two countries want to increase bilateral trade to $5 billion in the next 5 years. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
New members of Myanmar's parliament took a joint oath of office Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. The ceremony is seen as the prelude to installing the country's first democratically elected government in more than half a century. The German city of Cologne is on alert ahead of scheduled carnival celebrations. Authorities have mobilized to prevent a repeat of the spate of sexual assaults that occurred during the city's New Year's festivities. In that incident, hundreds of women were groped and robbed by a mob of mostly North African and Arab men. A British woman who took her child to Syria and joined the Islamic State group has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Tarina Shakil was convicted by a Birmingham court of being an IS member and encouraging acts of terrorism. Britain's fertility regulator has granted its first license for the genetic modification of human embryos. The Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority approved an application from a doctor at the Francis Crick Institute to renew her laboratory's research into including gene editing of embryos. In Washington, this is Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.